Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Whether you are the boss, fully employed, a gig worker, or currently looking for a job, the current job market can be affecting your revenue. For this reason, I am excited to have Mr. Milton Hall, the CEO and founder of Human Capital Consultants, LLC, an executive search firm headquartered in Washington, D.C., on the show to discuss the details of today's job market and how you can make it work for your business or career. Mr. Hall, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
The pleasure's all mine, Eric. It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
And certainly appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing more details on today's topic. So, Milton, how would you describe the current job market, and do you have any predictions for the coming year?
I think the job market is relatively hot right now. We're in a time of unprecedented low unemployment, and in some respects, I might suggest that the unemployment rate is making the job market so hot that it's almost like a real estate buyer's market. Candidates have the pick of whatever their desires are for reasonable jobs out there today. I think that candidates can be selective right now. And by virtue of their ability to be selective, they can have jobs that they want versus jobs that they have to accept, you know. From a prediction perspective, I would say that, you know, employers are going to have to really, really tighten down their infrastructure and tighten down their organizations and make their positions much more appealing for the candidate marketplace. And whether that means focusing on candidate experience, whether that means improving their total rewards offerings, whether that means making sure that there are opportunities for upward mobility internally, employers really are going to have to make sure that they have an offering that's attractive and appealing to the candidate marketplace today. That would be my prediction for the future.
Certainly appreciate your perspective and input there. Now, what does this mean for job seekers and employers?
They can be selective. You know, they can aim, again, as I said, they can aim for positions that they want versus what they have to accept. In times of high unemployment, candidates tend to accept positions, Eric, by default. So whatever is available to them, they tend to take those roles, and then they don't stay in them very long because often, you know, what you do for a living creates personal satisfaction and gratification. If you're doing something that's mundane and something that doesn't align with who you are and how you're wired, you're not going to do it very long, and thus it creates, high attrition rates for employers. But when times get really good, as they are today, then candidates can be more selective. They can choose the positions that they want, and thus they also tend to stay in those roles substantially longer.
Speaking of which, what are your recommendations for attracting and retaining top talent in the current market, and what are your recommendations for those searching for a job as well?
You know, I think candidates are pretty smart, you know. Candidates tend to really look at organizations today. They evaluate their social media. They look at the public record. Candidates look at Glassdoor. And if you really want to attract and retain leading talent, it's really, really important, Eric, to focus on your brand as an organization. What is your brand? What do you represent as an organization? What do you stand for? What are your values that your company espouses? What's the value proposition? Do you consider things like diversity? Do you consider work-life balance? Do you consider flexible work arrangements? You know, it's really, really important as an organization to make sure you take these things into account, because that's what candidates are being mindful of today as they're thinking about, you know, who they want to go to work for. And so there's really a race that's in progress today, so to speak, where employers are looking at all of those things, their brand, the Glassdoor reviews, you know, employee engagement surveys and what's coming out on those surveys. Employers, unlike any other time in the past, are looking at those things, and they should continue to look at them just to make sure that they're going to be able to attract and retain the best talent that's possible in the marketplace.
Certainly some great insight here today. We're joined by Milton Hall, the CEO and founder of Human Capital Consultants, LLC, an executive search firm headquartered in D.C. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Milton, how can an organization such as Human Capital Consultants facilitate the hiring process for job seekers and those looking to hire?
Well, as a practice for the last 17 years, Eric, one of the things that we've done is we've specialized in placing HR leaders and executives across the country. And so it's really, really important that if you're in the HR sector and you're looking to advance your career and you're looking to work with what we call ourselves a specialty search firm, then we encourage candidates to reach out to us via our website, via email, or they can call our office. We tend to, as a practice, focus, again, not only on HR, but we focus on the advanced candidates in the HR sector. And so the question becomes, how do we define an advanced candidate? An advanced candidate, in our view, is the HR leader or executive that has been in roles of increasing responsibility. They've been working for or associated with marquee organizations. Maybe they're a thought leader in their space of HR. Maybe they've been on the speaking circuit. Maybe they've published or written books. Maybe they've contributed to articles. Maybe they've done something significant in their career that allows them to stand out. Maybe they just simply have a level of thinking that surpasses the standard HR leader. Those are the kinds of HR professionals and leaders that our firm has been focused on for the last 17 years. I would paraphrase it and say it this way. You know, when you go out to purchase a vehicle, you can purchase a very basic automobile, or you can purchase, let's call it a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW. In both job markets, in a down job market and in a really, really, you know, sort of robust job market, there's a market for both types of vehicles. Human Capital has fashioned ourselves as the Mercedes-Benz or the BMW of executive search. And as such, we will still be doing search work in times of down economies, because there's always going to be advanced candidates and there's always progressive employers looking for those advanced candidates despite the job market. So since we focus on that specialty, we know that there is always going to be a niche market, Eric, for that kind of advanced candidate. And again, I've given you what that definition of advanced candidates look like. So we're happy to have that conversation with those candidates that, you know, would sort of consider themselves to be an advanced candidate if they're looking to make a transition in their career.
Milton, certainly has been great to have had you. A lot of insight and some informative information for job seekers and those looking to hire as well. Certainly appreciate what you do in this space. As we conclude today, I'd be curious, what inspired you to launch your company all the way back in 2003?
It's a good question, Eric, and I will tell you, I've been in the position of hiring people for about 30 years in my career, and I was convinced for many years that employers were not getting the best possible candidates, and they were simply working with either internal recruiting teams or they were working with outside search firms. And, you know, various people, whether you're on the internal side or whether you're in the recruiting business, I've always often observed sort of a standard basic method by which to identify talent. And so what we decided to do was to start a practice 17 years ago where we think the best person to recruit for an HR position, since that's the area that we specialize, is HR. So our staff are all former HR practitioners or former HR leaders. And so when we engage a client in a search, we know the requirements of the role. We know the competencies to do the job. We know the level of substance and the level of might to discern whether or not we have a really advanced candidate or whether we have somebody rather basic. So simply put, I started the company because I did not think the job market was being served well in terms of the ability to identify really good talent. And it's our view that the best talent for an HR role is identified by an HR professional. And that's been our model successfully for the last 17 years.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're passionate about what you do, and obviously you're doing something right being in business for 17 years. Milton, where can listeners connect with you online and get further details on Human Capital Consultants, LLC?
HumanCapitalLLC.com. Capital, again, is C-A-P-I-T-A-L. humancapitalllc.com, and we would welcome anybody who thinks they might need assistance as they consider either looking to fill mission-critical HR positions and they're determined to find an advanced candidate and not just the most basic of HR candidates, or if they're a candidate and they're pondering making the next career transition. We'd welcome the ability to have conversations and see if we can assist them in their transition.
Again, Mr. Hall, we thank you for your time and for what you do in the space, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for the time.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Milton Hall, the CEO and founder of Human Capital Consultants, LLC, an executive search firm headquartered in Washington, D.C. And for further details, simply visit humancapitalllc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.